Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode. We're going to be talking about three things that will help you figure out what to do with your life if you're kind of stuck. A lot of people, it's January if you're watching this real time when it's released, or if not any other time of the year, people are always wondering, you know, hey, I don't know what I want to do. If you fit into that category, especially now if it's the beginning of the year, a lot of people are making New Year's resolutions, and I have found with my clients, several struggle with knowing what they want to do. They don't really know, especially if you're dealing with grief and loss and your life is not at all what you thought it would be. It is a challenge to figure that out. So today I'm going to help you with three things that will guide you to creating a vision for your life. I love being able to realize that you are an architect. Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And you are able to create what you want, per se, with your life and with your challenges. You still, even if you feel like, man, I've blown it, there's no way I can come back from what I've done or what's been done to me. You know what? Your past does not define you, right? It's your actions, it's your choices, and it's what's going forward that you get to determine your future. No amount of past will take away from you your future. And if you've lost someone, I feel you. I am a widow as well and have lost somebody, so it's a different future that you need to be able to accept and love and move forward with, because that's what those that have passed on would want. So number one is get a blueprint. Like I kind of talked about you being an architect. Some people are like, I don't know what I want to do. Okay, what do you not like to do? Make a list of what you don't like. And then across from that, what's the exact opposite? You know? And that's a good jumping place. If you're just kind of lost and you know what you don't like, but you don't really know what you want to do, then again, write down what you don't like, and then it will be easy to see, okay, if I don't love this, then I probably like the exact opposite. So try that out. Getting a blueprint, getting a vision. For me, and what I love to do with my clients is create a vision board. So if you have newspapers, which is kind of not a lot of people have newspapers anymore, but if you have magazines, I printed some things off online too. Make a vision board of what you want your physique to look like, how you want to feel, where you want to travel, a mantra, your favorite quote, like whatever that is, and put that up. I actually have mine. I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to grab it real quick for you. Hold on one sec. Let's see. So this is in my office, and I've showed you, I think I've done one other episode on this before, but, you know, How to Have Hope, She Believed She Could, So She Did, best-selling author, just finished my book and submitted to publishing January 1st, Memories, there's my spouse, my late spouse that had passed away, right there, and just what's important to me and my top 10. You know, so you can get creative. It can look like whatever you want it to look like. Or if you're like, I don't have time for that, you can just write on your bathroom mirror with a marker the things that you want. I mean, it could get fancy, or it could get really simple and really easy. So just put it out in front of you so you can see it, so you can start thinking about it, right? If you don't have a direction to go, you won't move forward. You won't grow if you don't know where you want to go and what you want to do. Let's see. I had a great quote that I loved, which leads to number two. So I'm going to read it. It's Mark Angel. And it says, "We waste our time waiting for the ideal path to appear, but it never does. Because we forget that paths are made by walking, not waiting. And no, you shouldn't feel more confident before you take the next step. Taking the next step is what builds your confidence. And number two, start before you're ready." And I know it is hard, and people think you got to wait till you're fearless, and then when the fear is gone, then I'm going to go. No, fear is a good thing. If you use it as a catalyst to just create courage and push forward and do it anyway. So take those vision of what you want for your life, and then two, do it before you're ready. Take those steps forward, which is going to lead me to step three, which is simple and easy, which we kind of touched on last week, is take baby steps. You don't have to do huge things, but hey, if you want to switch your career and you have no idea, that seems like this insurmountable huge thing, and you don't know how you're going to do it, just start. A baby step could be just researching it online. If you're a stay-at-home mom and you want to do something different or have some other type of thing come into your life, research what you want. That's a baby step. Just even researching out and studying what you like to do. And that's good. So celebrate those victories. Celebrate those baby steps. So take baby steps. And also include your higher power. Include the Lord. For me, that has been so big. And I love to help those that have that belief in a higher power, because He is real. He is up there. Whatever that deity may look like for you. For me, that's a loving Heavenly Father and a Savior, Jesus Christ. And they know what's in our hearts. They know what we truly want, even when we don't. So we can go to God. We can go to our Heavenly Father, and He can help us figure it out too. I was listening to a podcast by Brené Brown, and I really loved it. She had a guest, Patrice Gordon, and I have to look at it here so I'm getting her quote right. But she says, "What is meant for me is not going to miss me." And that just gave me so much comfort and solace to my heart and my soul. And that's so true, right? If we're giving it our best and we're trying, and some days are way better than others, as long as we just have that faith in God that, hey, I'm doing the best that I can, and I believe and have faith that what I'm meant to have come into my life, who's meant to come into my life, what I'm meant to do, will be lit and guided by feelings and thoughts that you have. I love that. What is meant for me is not going to miss me. So let's see. And then Buddha, he had a great, 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 great quote. So like we talked about last week, standing the guard of your thoughts. Your thoughts are everything. Your thoughts are the catalyst to your actions. Then that determines the quality of your life based upon what you do with your life. It all starts with the seeds you plant in your mind. Buddha says, "What you think you become, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine you create." And so ending this week's episode, I hope with those three steps, you can kind of see how that definitely fits into the quote that Buddha gave, that wise advice, you know, using your thoughts, creating that blueprint, putting it out in front of you on your mirror, creating a vision board if you want. That's something fun you can do as an activity with your family even. And putting that out in front of you and moving towards it, even if it's baby steps, they need to be celebrated. I love in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, God says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And I love that. Throughout my life, so much has not happened the way I thought it would, if you can relate. And as I can look back and see through the trouble, through the disasters, through the chaos, through everything, I have peace and comfort and hope because I know my Heavenly Father loves me, because I know I'm a daughter of God, just like you are. You are created by the Creator of the universe, and He cares about you and your thoughts and what you want to do with your life. And if you're struggling, kind of floundering, and it's hard for you to figure it out, you are not alone. I do mentoring, coaching, helping people figure out how to create and generate more happiness and contentment in their life. You can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and sign up for a free discovery session. But anyway, I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. And I hope these three little steps will be able to help you on the path of creating more happiness and a beautiful life, because that's what you deserve.